Live from NPR News, I'm Shay Stevens. President Biden has visited some of the New York City and New Jersey communities recovering from flooding caused by the remnants of Hurricane Ida. At least 50 storm-related deaths in the Northeast have been confirmed, and several people are still missing. As NPR's Hanzi Luong reports, Biden says the disaster is evidence of an urgent need to combat climate change.
President Biden greeted residents of Queens, New York, who were devastated by flash flooding that scientists say is becoming more common because of climate change. Speaking in an alleyway in the East Elmhurst neighborhood, Biden says his administration is pushing to reduce emissions of greenhouse gases.
Folks, we got to listen to the scientists and the economists and the national security experts. They all tell us this is code red. The nation and the world are in peril.
Another rainstorm is forecast to reach the New York City region Wednesday night. Local officials say, if needed, they may put in place travel restrictions and evacuation plans. Hanzi Luong, NPR News, New York.
The Biden administration is facing increasing calls to require COVID-19 vaccines for interstate travel amid a sharp rise in new coronavirus infections. As NPR's David Shaper reports, airlines are not yet on board with the idea.
Air travel demand has been dropping in recent weeks, and bookings for future travel are down significantly too, due in large part to the sharp increase in new Delta variant COVID cases. Johns Hopkins University public policy professor Paul Weinstein argues mandating vaccines for those who travel not only will help slow the spread of the deadly virus, but could boost the airline's bottom line.
They need to have confidence that the number of passengers won't fluctuate down every time there is a spike in cases, and a vaccine helps ensure that.
Canada and several other countries require air travelers to show proof of vaccination, but the Biden administration, for now at least, appears unwilling to do so. David Shaper, NPR News.
Hong Kong police have arrested four veteran activists who refused to comply with a request for information on an advocacy group. NPR's Emily Fang reports that the arrests demonstrate how severely China's new national security law is being enforced in the region.
The Hong Kong Alliance in Support of Patriotic Democratic Movements of China is best known for organizing a vigil in memory of China's Tiananmen Square massacre. The alliance voluntarily disbanded under pressure from Beijing's national security law, and one of its organizers, Chao Hengtong, has already been arrested for organizing a protest. Now, Hong Kong's newly formed National Security Commission wants information on the alliance's former members on suspicion that the alliance is a foreign agent. The four activists submitted a letter yesterday saying they would not comply, and they were arrested as a result today. Emily Fang, NPR News, Beijing.
This is NPR News. El Salvador has become the first nation to officially adopt Bitcoin as legal tender. As Maria Martin reports, the Central American nation's first use of cryptocurrency Tuesday was not without some glitches.
Protesters in the capital city of San Salvador shouted no to Bitcoin on the first day the cryptocurrency became legal tender, along with a dollar. Polls show many Salvadorans don't even know what Bitcoin is or how it works. Technical glitches involving the digital wallet Chivo, used to make Bitcoin payments, marred the first official day of what its proponents, including popular president Nayib Bukele, called a historic achievement for El Salvador. Bukele says Bitcoin will make it cheaper and easier for migrants to send remittances and for those who have no bank accounts to enter the world of finance. For NPR News, I'm Maria Martin.
In Richmond, Virginia today, a 21-foot tall statue of Confederate General Robert E. Lee is to be removed from the 40-foot-high pedestal it was placed upon 131 years ago. Governor Ralph Northam ordered the monument taken down last year amid global protests against racial injustice sparked by the police murder of George Floyd in Minneapolis. U.S. futures are flat in after-hours trading following yesterday's mixed close on Wall Street. Asian markets are mostly lower. I'm Shay Stevens. This is NPR News.